section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
New Hall of Fame announcements, Roadblock is this Saturday, and we return our Y2AJ shirts. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Off the Mark, we are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So the fabulous Freebirds are going to be in the Hall of Fame. Are you excited about this, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, they were a staple in Texas wrestling. They were the heels to the Von Erichs' faces, and they were hated down there. And they were the type of group that really transcended wrestling. They actually were the ones, you hear the term Freebird rule, where you could have three members of a tag team and anyone could defend the titles at any time. And that's actually where it comes from. The Freebird rule comes from the fabulous Freebirds. So long overdue. It's really nice to see them getting put in. As just it is so sad, though, that really, you know, Michael Hayes is really the only one left alive. I know that I believe it was Jimmy Valiant is the other one. And I believe that he will be there. But, you know, you had Terry Bam Bam. You know, he was such a superstar. And it's very sad that he's not going to be able to bask in the glory. But either way, I think that this is well deserved.
I completely agree. And the other one that I'm really excited about right now is that the Big Boss Man is going to be in the Hall of Fame as well. And the funny thing is, every time I think of Big Boss Man, I think of the whole thing with him and Big Show, that segment. Mm-hmm. That's what always comes to mind, even though Ray Taylor came over to WCW and did apparently the same gimmick. That's how I really remember him. I don't remember him mostly, you know, as the Big Boss Man, but I remember him as Ray Taylor, you know, mm-hmm. when he was in WCW for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I remember him doing that gimmick, but yeah, the Big Show jumping on the casket. Like, that's the thing I remember the most. Like, that was such a terrible feud. I was that sort of thing to me is what, like, when you talk about bad wrestling, that's what I think of. I think of, like, the Katie Vick storyline. I think of this thing, you know. It was really bad. Taking that out of it, though, Boss Man was really, I think that he was underappreciated for what he was able to do. You know, he's 300 pounds. I think he was like 6'5". You know, he was a pretty big guy, but he could move pretty well. You know, you didn't see him blow up in the ring. And he had a good gimmick. He was able to get that over. You know, not saying that anyone else wouldn't be able to, but he was able to do it and do it very well. And have it go from the 80s to the 90s with the same gimmick. Not many people can say that because his was an actual gimmick. You know, you think about the Duke the Dumpster Drozzy. He would not be able to last in the 80s and the 90s. You know, he that type of gimmick couldn't last. You know, there's very few people that can. Undertaker obviously is one who is able to make it last for decades. And same thing here with Big Boss Man. And you know, I think the gimmick, he fit that perfectly. Obviously, he used to be a corrections officer, so that kind of helps out too. But I think that this is another deserved Hall of Fame inductee.
I completely agree. So I'm just happy he's there. We still have a couple more that have not been announced, but I'm pretty sure they're going to announce it here. Some here.
What do you think about the rumored announcements right now for the WWE Hall of Fame?
Was it Jacqueline and Stan something?
Stan Hansen.
I think if they were to do Stan Hansen, they would only do it so they could get Bruno in. That's what I believe.
Get who?
Because aren't him and Bruno like friends in real life?
Bruno Sammartino?
Yeah.
You know that Bruno Sammartino is already in the Hall of Fame, right?
No, but I'm saying that they would just so he could appear.
So he could appear there is what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say. Yes, I know Bruno's in, Aaron. Come on. All right. I'm not that dumb right now.
No. He was a Texas staple. Stan Hansen was best known though in Japan, where he was massively over. You know, he was just a cowboy over there. That was his gimmick, but he was massively over. He was, you know, he really did the strong style. Him and Vader have a really famous match that honestly is very hard to watch, where Hansen accidentally pokes Vader's eye out of the socket. Ooh. Vader pushes his own eyeball back in, and you can tell it's puffed up immediately, and they just start throwing haymakers at each other. Like, they were pissed off at each other. And as the story goes, Stan Hansen apparently didn't wear contacts. He always wore glasses. But in wrestling, you know, you're not going to wear glasses. So he didn't know that he poked him in the eye. He couldn't see that he did. And, you know, very, very unfortunate events. But he was a legend over in Japan. And, you know, in the U.S., he didn't capture nearly as much acclaim. But, you know, he's somebody else that I think is well-deserved. Jacqueline, I don't necessarily agree with that, though. I don't think that she did that much for women's wrestling. She just happened to be there. You know, I think that there's a few other women I'd put in before I'd put her in. But, you know, then again, the Hall of Fame is...
Well, Molly Holly should be in if she's not.
Yeah, I don't think she is. And yeah, that's somebody I would put in. But, you know, it's the WWE Hall of Fame. They're going to put in, honestly, like within the next 10 years, I would venture to guess that probably 60 to 80% of the performers who wrestle in WWE in some capacity, like in a longer term capacity, I've been there for a couple of years, will probably be in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, it is what it is.
I wish they would just cut it down where you had like four or five. And that's when, I mean, call it that way, because I'm afraid that they're going to eventually get to that point where we don't know who we're going to put in. So let's start putting matches in. Let's start putting factions. Oh, wait, they're already doing factions. Mm-hmm. You know, is the LWO going to go in?
Yep. They probably will. No, I agree. Like things like putting matches into the Hall of Fame, like really, you know, like if to make something special is to make it elite and unique. And you know, we talk about this every single year. There's a lot of people in that Hall of Fame that really shouldn't be there. And I would cap it. You know, I've said it every single year. I put five in a year. That's all I would do. That way you can get some of the best in there. And I'm not there's a lot of people in there who definitely should be in there, you know, and are well deserve it to be in the Hall of Fame. But there's quite a few that probably shouldn't be in there either.
I completely agree. So let's talk WWE programming for this week. So Sami Zayn makes his return to Raw. Wow. I like how it happened because he was about to do the same spot that he injured Sami on. And the music hit, Chicago went nuts. And the thing is, that was the best time to debut Sami Zayn. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, almost like a re-debut, right? You know, like it's kind of weird because Sami's been on Raw or on the main roster, what, three, four times with his SmackDown appearance, right? Because he was at the Royal Rumble.
Correct.
He appeared to take on Cena, and then obviously this most recent one. So, you know, it was pretty nice. I think that it was the right place to do it. You know, Chicago was definitely very into it. They were happy to see them. You know, they liked booing Kevin Owens. They liked Neville. They liked Zayn. So I think that it was a pretty good thing to do.
Yeah, I was shocked that he came back. I would, of course, do not have push alerts on my WWE app anymore because of all the problems that kept happening. So I was excited about this. I didn't watch it until Tuesday morning, but it was still I was still happy about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Sami Zayn's going to be on the main roster. I think it's about time, and I think they need it too because they need some firepower. But I'm going to call it right now. It's going to be a four-way dance for the IC title. It's going to be Miz, Neville, Zayn, and Owens at WrestleMania. And I'm sorry, but I don't know why the Miz is in it, but at least we'll get to see three guys who will have to carry Miz. So that's probably why Miz is in it, because then they can say, Miz, they need to tone it down a little bit, so we need you to do something stupid.
Now, you mentioned Miz being in there and Neville, but has Neville earned a shot, wouldn't you say? I mean, I understand, obviously, having Zayn in there. And I could even see Miz, but Neville, is he worthy of being at WrestleMania?
Neville will do like some high spot that everyone would be like, oh, like really excited about. And I think that's where it stops. As much as I don't want to say that's what's going to happen, but they need a Shelton Benjamin just to take a crazy bump, which I believe he will. I also hope that this will end up being a a ladder. Well, it'll end up being a ladder match. Let's just throw it out there. It's going to be a four-way dance ladder match. I just wish that they would have someone else in it as well. Maybe a six-man, but four-way dance ladder match. It'll probably be the opening match because it's going to steal the show because we know that's what's going to happen. And I'll be out there. You'll see if some of us. I'll have my KO shirt on and my wrists taped just for KO.
Well, do you throw other people in there? Maybe like what about, I don't know, let's say AJ Styles and Chris Jericho. Is that somebody you might throw in there?
No, I think they'll end up having those guys have their own match, which I think is a mistake because you've already had it multiple times on free TV and something just does not gel with those two guys. If you really want to get AJ Styles over, you would put him in that match and you would actually have him win the IC title right then. But I feel that some way, somehow it's going to be that Styles is going to get thrown over to US title, which is fine. I'd rather have him over there because then you have those four guys tear the house down and put on a great match. And then you have the US title guys do the same thing.
Yeah, but you know, what do you do with the U.S. title right now? I mean, Kalisto is the one that has it, and he really hasn't defended it since the pay-per-view. You know, and to be quite honest, I mean, I don't know. He's not really coming out and being like, oh, by the way, I'm the U.S. champion. It's kind of like, I feel like an afterthought that, you know, he even has the title. Instead, they're putting the focus on, you know, a lot of other things, you know, and they've been doing him in tag teams more than anything else. But, you know, you mentioned AJ Styles and Chris Jericho, and, you know, as we saw on Raw, they're having a little bit of issues. They had their match and Jericho took the pin, and then AJ came and he got a code breaker and then a second one and then a third one. And Jericho then stuffed the Y2 AJ shirt in his mouth. So, you know, that shirt came out last week. I hope that you're getting your refund for yours, Andy. I apologize that you bought it. But with that said, I was listening to last week's show and, you know, I'm going to give some props here to WWE. Because my thought was that, you know, the turn was going to happen much later. So when the turn happened, I was actually like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like they're doing it now. They, you know, kind of swerve the fans a little bit. I'm totally fine with that. Jericho got really good heel heat from this move. And I think that it does set up something good to happen here. But the problem is I don't want to see them have the match at WrestleMania. You know, I agree with you. We already saw this twice on free TV and then once at the pay-per-view. AJ obviously won the series 2-1. So what do you do with it now? That's the thing I'm kind of curious about. It, you know, if they do it right, kudos to them. Good job. But I don't think that they're going to. I think that we are going to see a mistake here on the WWE's part. We're like, oh, no, people totally want to go to WrestleMania to see this. No, not necessarily. You know, we want to see new matches at WrestleMania. We don't want to see the same matches. Now, if they're in a multi-man match, I'm okay with that. Like, would you be okay if they were put in the IC title match?
Yeah, but I don't want them in it. I'd rather let those guys who are in the IC title picture, let them shine. Let them do their thing. I don't want them to say, oh, we're going to have this four-way dance. We're going to have those guys shine. Oh, now we have to put, you know, Y2 AJ together and have them feud. I don't want that. I want it separate. I want that if you're going to put those guys in that match, I'm going to be very disappointed. Throw them in the U.S. title match. Have the U.S. title match something crazy. Like, not a ladder match, just like a, I don't know, like, not a fatal four-way, but elimination type deal. You could have six guys in there if you really wanted to get, you know, more people involved with the pay-per-view. But,
well, I don't know. I'm very confused at the booking right now with WrestleMania. You know, when we bought our WrestleMania tickets, we bought it for the spectacle. You know, we didn't know who was going to be on the card. We didn't know what matches were going to be had. And I think that it's going to be a pretty good WrestleMania. And, you know, it's not going to be the greatest of all time, but I think it's going to be a good one and it's going to have some really cool moments. But I'm really confused at the booking because I feel that they don't know what they're going to do for WrestleMania. I don't feel like there's a clear line for some of the things that should be cemented right now. You know, we really only know of three matches, you know, with Taker, Ambrose, and of course the title picture. And that's kind of it. You know, we really don't. Oh, and the women's match. We really don't know any of the other ones though. We don't have an idea even of what's going to happen. And I feel a little uneasy about that. Like, you know, some matches get thrown together, of course, but when you only have, you know, four matches, and then you have the battle royal and that's it. Like, I don't know. It makes me a little uneasy because I want to know what KO is doing. I want to know what Kalisto is doing. I want to know what AJ is doing. and we don't know what these people are doing, and I'm afraid they're going to get left off the show, and that's what bothers me.
Oh, man, I hope they're not left off the show. If AJ Styles is left off the show, there's going to be people throwing fits. It's going to be Rey Mysterio Jr. at Royal Rumble, number 30. It's going to be that all over again. They want Daniel Bryan. They say Rey Mysterio Jr. They boo him because they want Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, if you want the fans to chant AJ Styles all night long, we'll do it. You know,
and well, we're going to. That's the thing, because if he's not on there, we're going to, during the Roman Reigns match, that's what we're going to do. We're going to chant, you know, AJ Styles, clap, 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 clap. We're going to keep doing that over and over again. And guess what? They're going to have to deal with that. And then they're going to have to go back and then re-edit the footage so that chant's not in there, but we're not going to stop, because that's ridiculous. Like, just thinking about it now just really it's boiling my blood right now. Anyways, he'll be on there. Let's just put it that way. AJ Styles will be in a match. Y2J will be in a match as well. I don't think they'll be together, but they will be in a match together, and somehow they're going to set up a feud for what, Backlash? I think it's April. So that's what they're going to set it up for. And that's fine. But they need to have some type of gimmick match, maybe
I don't know. I think we have too many gimmick matches.
No, I mean, but for the next pay-per-view, they do that. Like, maybe even something like a strap match or there's so many things out that they could do. But yeah, so if he doesn't wrestle, I'm going to be furious. Like, the other thing also that I'm still really confused about is what's really going on with Dean Ambrose. We know he's not going to win on Saturday. Let's just be honest. He's not going to win on Saturday. No matter what anyone says, no matter what spoilers you may find out there, Dean Ambrose will not be Triple H at Roadblock. Because it would mess so many things up. But maybe if you do a thing where he wins it, then he has to face Roman Reigns, but they're not booking it that way. So
I think that we're in agreement. You know, it's not going to happen. Maybe there's some tomfoolery where he wins and then immediately loses it. You know, I don't know. I mean, they could do something like that. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to be Ambrose walking away with the title. At least I don't think that it would be. You know, and I don't think that they wouldn't have Ambrose close out WrestleMania. I don't think yet. I don't think he's on that level yet. And I like Ambrose. I really do. First things first, I want to say I like the idea of this Saturday pay-per-view. I think it's kind of cool. And if this was in about a month or two, I think I'd be for it. I think I would be like, wow, this is really smart. This was a really good thing for them to do, because I'm able to see a pay-per-view. It's not Sunday. It's a Saturday and there's nothing else going on. And so, you know, it's kind of nice. But the fact that the matches, there's nothing that really has me excited. You know, I could tell you immediately who's going to win pretty much every match. Honestly, the only match that is really exciting is the NXT match. That's the only one I actually care about.
And the thing is, I'm not sure who's going to win that. I believe that they could put it on Enzo and Cass or not. Or maybe they somehow, I can't think of who the guys are. I call them the mechanics, but that's not what they are. But
the Revival, Dawson and Wilder. Yeah,
thank you, Dawson and Wilder. I could see them somehow cheating to win, and then they say, all right, at NXT TakeOver Dallas, we're going one-on-one, I don't know, cage match or something like that. By the way, should they have so many gimmick matches now I think about it? I think I'm putting out every single gimmick that they could do in a show. Hell in the Cell, strap match, ladder match. I mean, what am I missing? Elimination? Let's just do Elimination Chamber just because.
Yeah, might as well.
I
I like the idea of this, but I just, Ambrose's chances of walking out as champion, I would say is probably about 10%. You know, like if they decide to like drastically swerve and they're like, look, we got to do something. Reigns is hated, you know, so we got to make him loved. And so we're going to, you know, have Ambrose join the Authority. I don't know. Like I don't know how they would do it, but that's why I say like a 10% chance that he would walk out, maybe even less than 10% chance he walks out as champion. But I think that this is, I think that it's a waste. I think it's a lost cause to have this pay-per-view when they're having it.
Well, the thing is, I think they're just testing it out. See how many people actually watch this pay-per-view on Saturday night. Maybe they're going to do something where like UFC, every one of their pay-per-views is on Saturday night. Why not test it? I mean, we've been talking about for a while. Let's move it to Saturday. And then you have a day where you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And like I said, you can even have some type of recap show on what happened. I mean, like a 30-minute show where they talk about what's going to be on Raw, something to tease it a little bit, like something that happened, exclusive backstage stuff. Don't throw it on YouTube, throw it on the channel, something like that. That's the only thing I can think of. But I don't know if I'm going to watch it live, which is the weird part, because I'm pretty hardcore about stuff, and this is one I might wait until later to watch, which is something I never say. But
no, I agree. You know, this is the type of thing that I would probably, I think it's a 3-hour show. I could be
wrong. It's 3 hours,
but it is okay. So I probably will wait the first hour, then start watching it and fast forward through most of the crap. If it's a 2-hour one, then I'll wait a half an hour and then I'll do it that way.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But, yeah. So Roadblock is this Saturday. Make sure you watch it. I wanted to say something real quick before I get into our sponsor. We were talking about the Y2AJ thing. I actually got, we get emails for affiliate stuff, and they were pushing that shirt. I kid you not, once they had it, I kept saying, like, this is going to be coming soon, certain things, and that one was on there, along with the Sami Zayn one, which was funny because then on Monday of what happened. But anyway, so let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a FreeSet builder and hands-on the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, off the mark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to say big on items from WWEshop.com. Aaron, let's talk about WWE pay-per-view schedule. What do you got?
Yeah, so I thought that this was interesting. You know, we're harping right now on Roadblock. And so I just want to read so far for the first half of the year, their pay-per-view schedule, not including NXT, you know, just because they are kind of their own separate brand. But we had Royal Rumble on January 24th, right? And then after that, we had Fastlane, which was February 21st. You know, totally makes sense, because we're gearing up to WrestleMania in April. But then we have Roadblock, which is, of course, this Saturday, 3/12. And then we have WrestleMania on 4/3. Then they have an entire month break before Extreme Rules. And then 3 weeks after that, they have Payback. And then finally in June, we have Money in the Bank. And that's towards the middle to end of June. Now, with that said, Andy, we see here we have 7 pay-per-views in 6 months. In terms of scheduling this out, first things first, what are your thoughts on how they've scheduled the first half of the year for pay-per-views?
I'm fine with that, where you have like the February pay-per-view. Even if it was on the 14th, I'd be okay. But it's on the 21st. Okay, that's good. And then your next pay-per-view is WrestleMania, so that gives you time to build up for that pay-per-view. Roadblock, realistically, I think that the theme for that pay-per-view, I'll throw that out there real quick. That should be where you qualify to wrestle in WrestleMania matches. And that's what they do on that 3-hour pay-per-view. And then, of course, you have like a couple title matches, maybe an NXT or 2 match, which is what they're doing. But you have it so they almost can qualify to get into certain matches. That's what I think you should do. My only problem with looking at the schedule is that Extreme Rules is on the 1st of May, and then Payback is on the 22nd of May. So that's three weeks to build up a pay-per-view. Now, because of the way of how the business has changed, I think that has a lot to do with it, because how many people are actually paying for a pay-per-view, and they're paying the, it's $54.99 or something like that for the HD version. How many people are actually have the network for $9.99? I would assume it's a lot higher. The fact that they're running that, though, I remember at one point they had so many pay-per-views in a row. My wife goes, is there another pay-per-view? Ugh. And it's a Sunday night, of course. Mm-hmm. So I believe that having Extreme Rules and Payback that close, there's a problem there. Now, if they were to move Extreme Rules to like a Saturday to test it out, which is what I think they should do, then I'd be okay with it, especially if they did it so it was at the end of April. Then I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, and I remember actually when we started the show, They were doing 13 pay-per-views a year. And before that, there was 14 and 15 and 16 even. They were running 16 pay-per-views a year in 2006. Think about that for a second. They are running a pay-per-view every 3 weeks, basically. Like, that's kind of nuts when you think about it. Because if you're having that many pay-per-views, pay-per-views at the time were probably $40 or $50. Like, to know exactly what's going on, that takes a lot of commitment, you know? Of course, now the actual pay-per-view count, they have their 12 main ones, and then they have some of these network specials like Roadblock. But the problem I have with the way that this is scheduled is I think that it really takes away from the importance of WrestleMania season. I remember they used to do, it was New Year's Revolution, I think it was the name of it. And that was at the
very
beginning of January. Very beginning. So, you know, you'd be looking at, would be like the third, I think, for this year is when that pay-per-view would have been. And then you would have the Royal Rumble, you know, 3-4 weeks later. The problem that I'm seeing here is for WrestleMania to Extreme Rules, you have a month-long buildup. That's great. And so, you know, if you have a challenger, you know, ready to go, or you're going to have some big matches for Extreme Rules, cool. But then you have Payback 3 weeks after that. Like, that doesn't really make sense unless, and if they do this, kudos to them. Unless they have matches that they are building for each one individually. So, for example, last year, when you had Elimination Chamber, when that was coming up, the pay-per-view after that was Money in the Bank. And I remember Roman Reigns talking about Money in the Bank, even though we had Extreme Rules, or I'm sorry, Elimination Chamber that weekend. He was talking about how I'm putting myself in the Money in the Bank ladder match. I want that title. I'm going to grab the briefcase and then I'm going to get the title. That made it feel special. That made it be like, oh, okay. So he really wants that. There happens to be a pay-per-view that's completely independent of him. And so if they do something like that, I'm cool with it. I really am. Like, if they had a tournament, you know, for a title shot for Payback, that would be cool. But then you have somebody else talking about, oh, yeah, I can't wait for Money in the Bank. All right, I'm cool with that, you know, but they don't do that. And so I think that this is actually a really poorly created schedule. I think that this was a mistake, honestly, because to have in between Mania and Royal Rumble, that is your sweet spot. And, you know, when you take a look at that, you have two pay-per-views in between that time. You know, one of them is for the title. The other one was to see who would take on the person for the title. You take away some of the importance of WrestleMania, and that's the issue I have with it. I would have actually had a January. I would have had two January things. I would have had the one in February, nothing in March, and the buildup is all towards WrestleMania. That's what I would have done.
You know what? I agree. I take that back. What I would have done is I would have put Payback on 4:30, which is a Saturday, and then put Extreme Rules on on May 22nd. I'm okay with that then. Because realistically, Payback, you pay someone back for something that happens at WrestleMania. I get it. But why have Extreme Rules right afterwards? Why wouldn't have Payback? Because your Payback is something that happened on Extreme Rules. Come on.
Yeah, no, and I actually, that was another point I was thinking about making, was that I would have put Payback in late April, you know, like not the 30th. I mean, if you want to do Saturday, that's totally fine. Well, you did
the 23rd, but that's only 20 days, though. So that's 3 weeks to build up. Well, I guess that would actually kind of work.
But yeah, it would work because it's a Payback, you know, just like Backlash. At Backlash was pretty much almost all WrestleMania rematches, you know, with just like little twists. And that's totally fine. You know, you do Roman Reigns versus Triple H again for a Payback at the end of April. I'm okay with that. You know, that's totally fine to do. But I think that WWE, they have been doing a very poor job at planning certain things. And I really think that they need to kind of step up their game. I think that the pay-per-view schedule needs to come out, you know, a little bit further in advance. I think that they need to, you know, the network specials are actually really cool. I love having those be like 2-3 weeks out, but don't put them alongside the pay-per-views, because when you have Roadblock and that's 3 weeks before WrestleMania, it kind of takes away from WrestleMania being special. And that's why I think that WWE really should reevaluate this and not do the same thing next year.
No, I completely agree. Maybe we should actually get jobs at WWE and, tell them, like, this is how things should be. and then have Vince yell at us and say we don't know what we're talking about, which would be cool.
Yeah, no, I'd be okay with it.
So let's talk some news real quick, some show news. So, of course, this is something that I never thought would happen. I'm a fan of the band 311. And this is episode 311, and it's going to be released on Aaron Wynn.
311.
I never thought that would happen, which is unheard of. We had the first Raw on Leap Year on the 29th, which is unreal. The next one's in 2033 or something like that, or 39. But we're actually releasing episode 311 on 311. And because that's so special, you need to check out on Monday, we are releasing a special where it deals with the WWE card game. So that'll be released on, it would be the 14th. And then also to let you guys know, we mentioned it once, but we're actually going to end Off the Mark. But it's not going to, we're not done talking about wrestling. It's just that we believe that wrestling right now, a weekly show or even a daily show is kind of overdoing it. So we want to have a year, basically a month review of a show. So we're going to try and put it out towards the end of the month. We haven't came up with a show name yet. But you're going to have, of course, Aaron will be on there. Of course, we're going to bring Doug Hahn. We're going to be Roger Cave on there. We're going to try and bring other people that are wrestling fans as well, and even some that are casual wrestling fans onto the show. So we're going to try and get, you know, up to six people, but we're going to try to keep with four. We're going to do 1 hour, and it's going to be nothing but wrestling-related topics, and we're going to talk about it. And if something big happens, we'll throw out a special at that time, but stay tuned, because right now there's only five Off the Marks left, and there's probably, and since we're going to WrestleMania, by the way, if we haven't mentioned it before, we are actually going to be doing daily specials while we're there. So Doug and I will probably do one from the car, which will be hilarious. And then we're also going to do one on Friday night of NXT. We'll do one for Hall of Fame night, of course, WrestleMania recap. And we might do one Monday night, depending on how we feel, because we might talk about just the entire experience. And then, of course, on that Friday in April is going to be the last one. It's going to be 316, which is weird because it's March 2016. So 316. So we missed it just by, if we were starting 1 week earlier, we might be able to do that. But anyway, so I just want to let everyone know that we'll talk about it some more. And if you still have the same feed, it'll actually be on it for a good year. So. Any last thoughts, Aaron?
Yep.
All right, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and any of the podcasts, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you in the ring.